it sure fractured the court. You know, I went back because of this work that I'm doing, and I looked up some of the earlier decisions, and do you know that there were as many as 50 and 52 paragraphed headnotes to describe, distill the views of the seven or one time eight members of the court. And there were, I think in one or maybe two decisions, there were seven separate opinions written.
Were there seven?
This is my recollection. But if maybe there were two, it was almost incredible what this did. Of course, the law was changing as this whole process came along.
Yes, it was. We were benefited by that.
Yeah, and ultimately it settled down somewhat, as you pointed out right at the start. But there was a time there when the United States Supreme Court, you know, was entertaining the fundamental questions here that would be decisive if it went a certain way, and it did, ultimately. And then, at the same time, the Constitution of Michigan was being rewritten, and there were questions raised, of course, about the content of that.
We were benefited. I want to share this with you before I forget it. Our court, the composition of the court changed a little during my 10 years there, not too much. But